Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, your host with no sense of smell or taste at the moment. What's all that about? It might be because I might have had it, and if I did, I had a very light case of it, or I've got a car, I don't really know. But to test the theory out, I ate earlier on an onion and a lemon, and I ate it, and it just tasted like nothing. Very bizarre. Anyway, I thought I'd tell you that. Anyway, let's begin. I've no idea why I've told you that, but we shall begin the podcast with the Birmingham City captain, Harley Dean. He has agreed to take a voluntary pay cut until the end of the season, and he was talking with Jim White, Natalie Sawyer, and Alexander's son, Gary O'Neill.
Spoke to the CEO, Dong, a couple of times yesterday, and it's not a collective decision, it's an individual one, so everybody's different, everybody's got their own sort of personal situation, and some people can help, some people can't help. It's just the nature of the beast. So it's, personally for me, I'm going to help because I can and I feel like we should. And for me, if me not doing it and somebody in the sub who, I don't know, works in admin or something like that, if they got laid off for the sake of me not doing it, then it doesn't really sit well with me. So as I said, it's for everybody individually, and everyone will make their own decision, and hopefully it's a private decision that nobody has to hear about.
Now, I had a few emails in, actually. I've got one here. It says, Dear Andy, listened to the podcast yesterday. Big fan of TalkSport. Can you please confirm that Max Rushton will no longer be presenting the breakfast show, as it's ruining my morning? I'm in lockdown, and it's probably one of the biggest problems. Well, I can tell you that, of course, he was on the breakfast show again with Tony Cascarino. How's that? You don't know. Who's making that decision? No one's making it, he's just turning up, is he? Okay. Tony Cascarino was alongside some competition winner on the breakfast show. Stephen Graham, legend, was talking to them about homeschooling and a tiny bit of Liverpool.
I just think it's imperative for the kids to keep doing their education, do you know what I mean? So it's really good, and it's good for a chance for them to go over the stuff that they weren't too sure on. And you know, spend time with them as the parents and just sit with them and go through it all. It seems to be working now. We've kind of found our feet a little bit. We do a little bit of 10-minute meditation first thing in the morning.
40 in the afternoon.
I'm 40 in the afternoon. What more do you want out of life?
Stephen, wanted to ask you, because I did watch The Irishman, really enjoyed it. I know you played a part in that and you was with some incredible actors and the atmosphere, I'm sure, on the set. But it just felt like if you're brought up with The Godfather of the early 70s, and it's just something very special, that it's a very obvious story in many ways, isn't it? But people do like to see different sides to it.
Yeah, of course, and you know, so that, for me, it was a massive achievement. I've said it before, do you know what I mean? It was kind of like my Champions League final, because me dad, when I was a kid, and I said I wanted to get into acting, we went to Video Shop back in the days when the Video Shop existed, do you know what I mean? And we went to Quarry Green Video Shop, and he got like three films, and we went back and we watched them at home, and one of them was The Godfather, do you know what I mean? Another one was Taxi Driver, and he said, look, that's real acting, that's proper acting, and if you want to do, if this is what you want to do, me and your mate will support you, you know, all the way. So for me to be able to work with the likes of Robert De Niro and Al Pacino was just a pure joy, do you know what I mean? It really was. And what a beautiful experience as well, because those people are massively famous worldwide, do you know what I mean? They've got a huge body of work. But what I really found was there was not an ounce of ego from them.
We talk to young footballers and say, you know, if you're on the pitch with Gerrard or Hoddle, do you... Because, you know, your job is... That is your job, right? You're an actor, you're there on merit. It, you know, you talk to young players going, do you sit there going, oh, my God, you know, I'm on the same pitch as whoever, Baggio, Ronaldo, whatever. Are you there going, oh, my God, that's Al Pacino? Or are you now so experienced that it's not... It's just... That's just a bloke doing it.
That's a great question because, yeah, you're right, you know, I faced my bottle went... Do you know what I mean? I was like, I phoned down and I was like, I'm filming with Al Pacino today. She's like, you'll be all right. And I was like, no, Annie, it's Al Pacino. She's going, you'll be fine. You deserve to be there. You've earned it. And I suppose that slight imposter syndrome kicks in every now and again. Do you know what I mean? And you're like, oh, nah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And but then once you get there and I was relaxed, and it was just the way they were as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I've just said, how lovely they were. They made me just feel calm and relaxed and then just allowed me to do my thing, you know what I mean? So I put a few good crosses in there, one from the edge of the area.
You're like Trent, aren't you? Trent of the Irishman there. Whipped it in.
Time now to head back to Jim White, Natalie Sawyer and Gary O'Neill, and they had Michael Keane on. Oh, my goodness. What? Oi, I do not want to blow the doors off. Did you know? Oh, Michael Keane, sorry, the Everton fella. Yeah, I get it. Okay, anyway, he was talking about Everton's work in the community and how it makes his day that he's able to phone fans up and make them very happy.
Great to hear the happiness in their voice when you give them a call. I know a lot of lads have done it so far and I'm sure more will do it, but I just gave him a call for 20, 25 minutes and he was really happy. He said it made his day, and to be honest, it made my day as well. It made me happy. It gave me a boost, so it's great to get involved. And he also had a call from Bill Kenwright as well, so he was really happy. It gives you that motivation, gives you a reminder of sort of how important you can be in the local community and what playing for this club means to people. So it's great to do it. It's something I've always enjoyed. I do it as much as possible, as much as I can, but I think all the lads have really got on board, especially with this. And we know it's a difficult time and there's going to be a lot of fans who are maybe lonely, maybe vulnerable, and it can give them the boost they need to sort of get through and get by.
Time now to head back to The Breakfast Show with Tony Cascarino and who cares? Chris Wokes, the England bowler, was talking to them about which teammates he would most and least like to be in self-isolation with.
I was wondering who you think is the least likely in that England squad to be fulfilled, agreeing and doing what they've been told to do.
Oh, right. So you're asking me to grasp.
That's what I want. I want you to grasp them up.
Well, to be honest with you, mate, I was intending on having a bit of a break anyway, after this Sri Lanka tour. So I've kind of been a little bit lax in my fitness over the last couple of weeks, I'm not going to lie. But I did have a run yesterday and blew the cobwebs away to make sure that, you know, I'm keeping up to date with our fitness programs. But who can I throw under the bus?
Yeah, I'd like, come on.
Let me have a think. Top to bottom, I'm going to throw under the bus Dom Sibley. Okay. He's my Warwickshire teammate, opening batsman for England. He's obviously started his career really well.
Yeah.
But I reckon he's having a good time on the sofa, if I'm honest.
Another question is who, if you had to self-isolate with one member of the squad, who would you choose and who would you... I think Joss went for Jack Leach and I think he said he'd least like to isolate with Ben Stokes. I don't know who you'd choose.
right, okay. Well, I think if I had to choose someone... You know what, this is a tricky one because who's most exciting and quite excitable in the squad is Mark Wood.
Right. So it's good for a couple of days, right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that was exactly my point. I was going to say, it'd be great for about half an hour and I reckon I'd be wanting to kick him out, so... He's probably number one and number 10 as well. So, unfortunately, Woody, he'd be good for half an hour, but not for any longer.
Okay, and but who's the one to go with? Somebody who's a good cook, who's quite interesting, but also will keep himself to himself for a little bit.
Yeah, I tell you what, Brody would be good one for that.
Yeah,
he likes his cooking. You know, he would be good in the kitchen, but also likes to tuck himself away and keep himself to himself. So,
yeah, Stuart Broad, good experience there as well, isn't there? So
absolutely, yeah, and you can't pay for experience at this time. Absolutely, exactly. Right. You'd pick Broad over Anderson, would you? You think Jimmy might get a bit grumpy?
Yeah, Jimmy. I love Jimmy, but you know, if he gets up on the wrong side of the bed, he's going to be hard work. So I'll stick with Stuart.
Now, if you've not seen this next bit on social media, it is fantastic. The TalkSport crew have taken over as the playing staff on FIFA 2020 as Leeds United.
Why'd they choose Leeds?
I have no idea.
There must be a connection.
No, I still have no idea why they chose Leeds.
Yeah, but there must be something to do with Leeds United. They wouldn't just randomly choose Leeds.
I have no idea why they chose Leeds. Anyway, the first match was against Bristol City. Hooksby and Jacobs made a surprise appearance. Here's their reaction.
We were playing for Leeds, although many of the TalkSport presenters made the first 11. Somehow, me and Andy did. Andy's been goal. I found myself at the back. Yeah. I was playing centre-back. Jason Cundy was pushed out to right-back. That can't be right, really. He should be squeezed into right-back. So anyway, we got a little bit of commentary from the game because I get a mention, but Andy features quite heavily in Bristol City's consolation goal. We'll have a listen to this Sam Matterface commentator.
Here's Smith down the right. Dejuie hits it. Saved by Jacobs. Comes back out to Smith again, and it's a consolation goal. And Andy Jacobs will not want to see that again. I'm not going to say it was chocolate wrist, but he didn't hold on to it. He parried it straight back into the path of Smith. And Bristol City are on the score sheet. It will not matter as far as the result is concerned. He just needed a little bit more help from maybe his defenders. Durham had switched off. Hawksby was in no man's land. But when you make a save like that, you have to parry it away from goal, not straight to the striker, and Jacobs is guilty of that.
No man's land.
There we are, Andy. I was in no man's land. You had chocolate wrists.
Well, you know, I have.
Yeah. But it's great. Go and check it out. It's all the highlights. It's on TalkSport's website. Well done, everybody, put that together. And there's a lot of presenters. Danny Kelly and Natalie, they're not particularly happy about the fact they didn't make the squad. So I think there could be a bit of a stewards on that. Alan Brazil does play very well. Won't give too much away.
He had a stormer.
But Alan's representation on FIFA, he looks like a cross. What does he look like? He looks a cross like Casey Keller and Johnny Method. He's got that kind of look to him, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He looks slightly different, but as you say, it was very, very well done. So well done to them for that.
Simon Jordan here. You and I are both listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast.
Time now to check in with Adrian Durham and Darren Goff. They were looking back at one of the most incredible moments in football history, the 1999 Champions League final with the legend that is Peter Schmeichel. Oh!
When you play against a team like Bayern, who at that point in the game was so well organized, and every time there was a standard situation against them, they knew precisely what they needed to do, every individual player in that team. So who's going to go in the wall on a free kick? Who's going to mark who on corner kicks? And so on. So when, first of all, we make the substitutions, then they have to think back to, so what happens when he goes out? And then the second thing is, they never ever in a team talk say, if the goalkeeper comes up, you have to do that. And that's a little bit of insecurity that you're hoping to create. And it happened. I mean, I think I touched the ball. It goes down to Yorkie, who kind of is off balance, loses the ball. And the clearance is just so bad. I mean, it's pure panic. And it's the only time they panic in the game. And then obviously, the ball went to Ryan, who scuffed his. And Ryan is unmarked. He was never unmarked in that game.
Peter, the amazing thing about that is, but you talk about substitutions. They took Mateos off, didn't they? Who's obviously the experienced, an absolute legend of the game. They brought on that guy, Fink. He's the one who messed up the clearance. Then Gids miskicked it, but he went straight to Sheringham, who put it in that bottom corner. So that must have been a great moment. I mean, the relief there, because you were captain in the game as well.
Yeah, it was a crazy moment. It was one of them. It's clear in my memory that I'm running back. I have to refocus because I'm thinking the game now is going to go into extra time. And we were either playing golden goal or silver goal. I can't remember one of them. And I'd never played in that format before. And And a couple of years prior to that, in the it was actually at Wembley, the European Championship final. I think it was a Czech goalkeeper. He made a big mistake on silver goal in the second half, and it was the end of the game. And I'm thinking to myself, it's going to extra time, and I am not going to cost this this game for anyone. So now, focus. You know, concentration, regroup.
They must be playing defensive. Schmeichel's not coming up for this one. Thinks he's done enough.
Is this their moment? Beckham. Into Sheringham. And Solskjaer has won it!
Bang. Goal again. And I can't believe it. Just can't believe it. This is in that moment, you know. 20 seconds left or whatever it was. I've never been as nervous in my life. All I can think about is, don't shoot. I'm not capable of saving anything. Don't shoot. And then it was all over. And then, again, memory goes blank, completely blank.
Now, some people, of course, have been in self-isolation for maybe 7 to 10 days. And when you speak to them or hear what they're doing, you think, I think they're losing the plot. But obviously, not Carl Froch. He was on Fight Night, singing Johnny Cash. Oh, I worry about Carl Froch.
Right, listen, do you want to sing us out, Cole? A little bit of Johnny Cash or something?
Do you want a bit of Johnny Cash, do you?
No, you don't need Johnny Cash.
You've heard the Johnny Cash before.
But the nation hasn't.
You don't need to hear the Johnny Cash again.
Come on, give us just a little bit, just a couple of lines.
Here we go. This is what we came for.
Are you picking that up?
Yeah, brilliant.
Go for it.
What have I got? Let's have a look.
Just in case you're tuning in, this is Carl Froch singing live on TalkSport.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the satisfying. Bloody hell, that was bad. Because you're mine.
Brilliant.
I walk the line.
Yeah, brilliant. Carl, we love you, mate. You're an absolute superstar, mate.
And a reminder that Fight Night runs Saturdays at 8 p.m. with Adam Catchell and Gareth A. Davis. Time now for the best bits of the Sports Bar. Now, I don't mind telling you, it was an amazing show last night.
That's impossible to know. You're recording this before the show.
Well, it doesn't matter. It was a great show. Here's your proof.
Get it back up!
I thought it was pretty good.
Sorry, is that how it ends? You just cut it off like that? You didn't fade it out?
What's that? Yeah. I thought it was quite good. Did you know that Kylie Minogue released a song called that? I didn't know.
Yes, of course we know.
Sounded like
that.
Kylie.
Yeah, it was Kylie. Wasn't it?
That was her, yeah.
Yeah, it was
did we know Kylie?
I have no idea.
That came out when you were born, probably, Rufus. Yeah. Go on then, what do we do?
So I'm basically going to play three commentary clips and you're going to tell me what the commentary is of, but it'll be in a foreign tongue. So right. You have
are we,
to.
Are we against each other?
You are against each other.
Okay. How does this work then?
So after the clip, all I need you to tell me is what the sporting incident was and what tournament it happened
in. So you said sporting incident.
It's football. It's football.
Okay.
Right. Football.
I'm just opening it up just in case this takes off, which it won't.
Have you got it? Won't. It won't.
Oh,
this
I love the way
one.
You've left yourself an exit strategy.
Yeah, exactly.
In case the Beeb phone you up and they want to make it to a TV show. Have you got right and wrong noises
Netflix
for this?
Just on the phone. Yes, we do.
Okay, well, if it's a right answer, we hear this.
Yeah, you know.
City on, lock down. So it's the same one. I won't even bother with the other. Yeah.
Oh, right, lazy Al. Okay, come so on, we start, Al. Stop picking those.
We start with this piece of commentary.
Met het balbezit voor Frank de Boer. Frank de Boer speelt de bal heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp. Frank de Boer speelt de bal naar Dennis Bergkamp. Die neemt de bal feilloos aan. En hij schiet de bal erin. We spelen nog officieel 20 seconden. Dennis Bergkamp.
So all you need to do is tell me what that was and in which tournament it happened.
That was definitely Mark Overmars. And remember, if you want to download previous episodes or future ones and you've lost the plot and you can't remember, maybe you've turned into Carl Froch and you start singing weird songs by Johnny Cash. If that's the case, go to Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, download it for free. And that's it. I'm back tonight from 10 p.m. with the Fun Boy for more of the same. In the meantime, have a great day. And of course, remember, gang, keep your distance. Be safe, everyone. I can't really change my catchphrase, can I? Keep your distance. Be safe. Can I add to it? Can you add to a catchphrase? Would Brucey have done that? Nice to see you. Keep your distance. To see you not. Would he have done that? No, maybe I shouldn't add to it. Okay, well, have a great day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe. Footnote. Keep your distance, everyone. Keep your distance.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.